high profile trial against Nafees Modak and 14 other accused who face more than 100 charges, particularly in relation to the murder of former anti-gang detective Charles Kinnear. It started in the Western Cape High Court on Tuesday. Nafees Modak, the alleged underworld kingpin, though, believes that there's a scheme that was orchestrated to ensure that he's put behind bars, even claiming that it was in fact police behind the assassination of Charles Kinnear. Carlo Peterson of the Eyewitness News team has been following the trial for the last 2 days. A lot has been reported on the testimony of a so-called Mr. A. It is a state witness who cannot be named, testifying in support of the state's case. What's been happening over the last 2 days of trial, Carlo?
Good morning, Lester. Yes, so a couple of weeks ago, we got introduced to this Mr. A. Like you said, the state's first witness. Mr. A is a self-confessed hitman who is serving a 25-year sentence for the murders of Nico Yerskap, the father of a former Hawks officer, a tow truck driver by the name of Richard Joseph, and then for also being involved in the attempted murder of defense attorney William Booth. He has gone through with, obviously, a plea bargain after facing a life sentence for those crimes. And he's now being cross-examined. A few weeks ago, he detailed how the terrible Westsiders gang, some of whom are alleged to be many of the accused in this case, and a gang to which he admits he was affiliated, recruited him to commit the murders on behalf of Modak. So he tells the court one of Modak's co-accused told him if he murdered Yerskap and committed some of those other crimes, a gang boss would reward him with more jobs, money, and cars. He says he then agreed to meet another accused in Woodstock who further instructed him about these crimes. The state witness then tells the court, especially going now to the murder of Yerskap, tells the court he after that meeting in Woodstock, he was driven to Malkos Strand with three of the other accused on the 9th of July in 2019. He tells the court when they arrived at the Yerskap residence and acting on instruction from one of the other accused, he then shot the pensioner twice in the head and as he was reversing out of his driveway. Now, investigators believe Yerskap's murder was a case of mistaken identity as the intended target was supposed to be his police officer's son, Nico. The state witness goes on to describe how he was asked to murder that tow truck driver, Richard Joseph, in Kells River in 2019. And of course, William Booth in July 2020.
The planned and the failed hit on defense lawyer William Booth.
Yes, indeed. So in that attempt, along with two of the other suspects in this case, to kill Booth, his attempt at his Eagleville home failed. Yeah.
This Mr. A testifying that he was instructed by an associate of Nafees Modak, but never really discussing and talking to Nafees Modak himself.
Yes. So what came out this week was that the state witness, Mr. A, claims he did indeed meet with Modak during this time in 2019, in August of 2019, at a petrol station in Stikland. He says during that meeting, Modak instructed him that he would be getting a middleman to tell him what crimes Modak wanted him to commit. This was after the murder of Yerskap. He says Modak congratulated him for the murder of Yerskap. He also rewarded him with a car and a licensed firearm.
How long is this trial? It's a trial that involves more than 100 charges that will be put forward by the state. What is the timeline, the time frame for this particular case to be set down for?
Well, Lester, it looks like it's going to be quite a drawn-out, lengthy process. It's already been quite convoluted. We see that this state witness, this is the first state witness, according to Judge Robert Heaney. There are 30 other witnesses that are going to be taking the stand. So we're looking at quite a lengthy process. I'm not sure what the timeline is, but I mean, if we're looking at just this, the time it's taken for this one state witness to go through his testimony and the cross examination, it looks like it's going to be quite a lengthy process.
Carlo Peterson of the Eyewitness News Team, really appreciate your time. 7:15.
Good morning, Cape Town.
This is Lester Kivett on Cape Talk.
Hello, Matthew. Good morning. You want to talk to us about cinemas and the movie business?
Are you finding?
Very good. What's your thoughts?
For me, it's just the service.
We want to get you on a better line there. On movie going, Lester, as a family of four to go to the cinema, it's so expensive. I took my daughter to Blue Route Mall to watch a movie. We paid 600 rand for two tickets, two drinks, and popcorn. If it was cheaper, I would go more often. Let's try Matthew again. Good morning again, Matthew. I hope this is a better line.
Yeah, that's much better. Thanks, Lester.
Your experience, why do you not go to the cinema?
Well, ordering a Coke and a popcorn is not particularly complicated. it's not unusual. So when I go to a counter and I say, Coke and a popcorn, please, and I get this look of panic, and it takes the person 5 minutes to put the order together. By that stage, I'm in such a bad mood, I just want to go home. It's not a difficult system to get right. I remember 20 years in the past, they used to get it right. Now, ordering a Coke and a popcorn, you swear you've ordered like a three-course lobster dinner, and it takes as long. So I would say get that right. Get staff that are able to walk without looking like they're in pain, and we might be getting somewhere.
Okay, Matthew, really appreciate your call. Sir Kiniko says it is struggling. It's shutting down 9 cinemas, cutting about 230 jobs because they say that they are struggling in the cinema business. And the price is inhibitive. The experience, though, I still enjoy a movie going experience. Lester, nothing can compare to going to the movie house. Does not matter how good your home equipment is. My wife and I still attend movies fairly often, and it's half the price for Discovery Vitality members, says this listener.